Thank you. So welcome to the situation report on this Saturday, June 22nd. I was not planning on doing a sit rep today. Actually, I was not planning on doing anything with gun stuff today, but here I am doing this. I woke up to a flurry of texts and a flurry of posts on both True Social and True Social as well as Twitter from Wendy Rogers and people forwarding stuff to Telegram. Look, I'm going to tell you a story about Arizona politics and how I got associated with Arizona politics. And hopefully by the time I'm done with it, you will understand why it is I don't talk about politics on my show anymore and why I don't waste any energy on politicians. First of all, politicians are, the best way to say it is, I'm going to use a Trooper quote, because when I first met Troop, I was talking about politicians here in Arizona. And he's a PC council member, and he put it in perspective for me in a very short statement. He said, "Colonel, all politicians are fucking retards, all of them. They will forget your name the moment they walk away from you, because the only thing they give a shit about is your money and your vote. They don't give a shit about anything else. So when you're dealing with them, just assume they're fucking retarded, and they're going to be retarded when you walk away from them, and they're not going to remember your name. What you want is the best retard in the group of retards that will steer in the right direction if somebody grabs them by the ears and points them in the right direction and says, you need to vote for this, otherwise no one will vote for you." And that's a very true statement. And it doesn't surprise me that people are confused about what's going on in politics. The simple fact in Arizona is that Arizona is compromised, completely compromised, for a variety of reasons. You have the cartels operating here. You have big GOP operating here. You have big DNC operating here. And it should be no coincidence that Juan Sisimani down in LD6 is the only Republican that was voted into office in 2022. That happened because Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, who had war chests that were built from FTX. You remember FTX? They just sent their CEO away to prison for money laundering, racketeering, and wire fraud. They built a war chest with FTX money, funneled it through Ukraine, brought it back to Arizona, and paid to get Juan Sisimani into office. And Juan Sisimani was Doug Ducey's, the former governor of Arizona, one of his aides. And now he's sitting in a seat in LD6, which rightfully should have been gone to somebody else. And the point is that politics here are completely compromised. And I'm not surprised that Wendy Rogers would post something. And let me read it to you, because this is what I woke up to. "Also, two Intel wannabe feds, Seth Keschel and Jack Donna, who wear the military rank for cash and don't use DOD disclaimers, are here in Arizona to help hashtag deep state stop hashtag America first conservatives like me, Steve Slayton, and Kerry Lake. If you see them, call them out and stay away. Hashtag LD7. All right, let me help you translate what that means. That means that either Keschel or Jack Donner or both figured out that this guy is not what he says he is, figures out he's not who he says he is, and question Wendy about it. And rather than Wendy saying, yeah, this guy is not who I think he is, and backing away from him, no, she doubles down. And this is not the first time that I've seen politicians here do this, especially her. She was caught in 2022. She was supporting Nick Fuentes. If you don't know who Nick Fuentes is, I suggest you go look him up. He's a race-baiting, racial trope-dropping douchebag that's made his name by going after political candidates and political parties. And he was just literally just thrown out of, I think it was AIPAC a couple of weeks ago, and did his own show because he was thrown out. Now, look, there's two sides of the story, right? The establishment side and then Nick Fuentes' side. The point is, it doesn't matter. The point is that this is the second time that Rogers has got herself in hot water. And the part that gets under my skin is that she's a military officer and she's calling out other military members. And look, I know Seth Keschel and Jack Donna personally. They are both honorable men. Let me say it again. They are both honorable men. They are not douchebags. They're not shills. They're not out there trying to further their own careers. I worked with Jack Donna and Seth Keschel for over 2 years trying to fix the election here in Arizona from 2020 and 2022. I know them personally. And for her to post something this irresponsible and this stupid shows you how petty this woman is. All politicians are petty. All politicians have long memories. All of them are children. They're all narcissistic retards, all of them, without exception. And if that offends you, if you're a politician, good, because I don't give a fuck about you. You don't help anybody in your constituency. You haven't done anything since 2020 to fix the election. All of you have shamelessly ridden on Trump's coattails to get to where you are, especially Wendy Rogers. Let me tell you what she did in 2020. While the rest of us were trying to figure out what exactly happened during 2020. And trust me, everybody in my orbit worked on the audit. Everybody in my orbit did all the number crunching to figure out exactly what happened in 2020 and how they did it so that we could defeat them in 2022. And we were successful on August 8th when we did the primaries here in Arizona, the biggest turnout in history and the biggest landslide for Carrie Lake. So I know very, very closely how things operate here. Just to set the stage for this. First of all, in 2020, when Linwood and Sidney Powell and that whole group of miscreants came out and said they were going to save the day and they were going to align the planets and the universe was going to be fine, all of that happened, nothing happened. At the same time, Wendy Rogers was going around the country cheerleading about election reform. All over the country, she was on Bannon. I think she was on Bongino. She was on Napolitano. Did the rounds. Fox News, humma humma. You know what she did in Congress? Zero. Do you know what she was doing in 2022 before the election? She was going after Kelly Townsend's seat in the legislature. That's what she was doing. Was she doing anything for the audit? No. Was she doing anything for the election? No. Was she doing anything to put any laws in place that would prevent us from going through this again in 2022? No. The only thing she did in 2022 was run around cheerleading, generating campaign finances for herself, and doing nothing for Arizona. And I know that factually, not personally, factually, because my team and Seth Keschel is one of those guys that laid out the entire landscape for her. She's in office because of Jack Donna and Seth Keschel. So don't tell me that they're shills, Wendy. And see, you're the worst kind of officer. I'm just gonna put this on the table. You're the fucking worst kind of officer because you're a gunslinger. The rest of us are gunfighters. You know what we did when 2020 happened and we saw the down ballot and the presidency get stolen by the left? We all got in the trenches and started fighting. We all honored our oath and went to work. That's what you should have done. The only thing you did was shamelessly run around the country and cheerlead to get money out of GOP members and then did nothing for them. And you're going to sit here and tell two honorable men that they are shills for the government? Are you fucking kidding me? Makes my blood boil when I think about this kind of stuff. And look, here's the issue at hand. Her candidate is supposedly a warrant officer pilot, but his DD-214 does not say that. And he's saying that he was in Vietnam in 73. If you look at his DD-214, he went on active duty in June of 1973. That's 8 to 10 weeks of basic training, and then he goes to AIT, which is his advanced training, which was helicopter maintenance school. That's another 8 to 10 weeks. And then you go to a unit, and you have to spend time in your unit to learn your profession. So if he's doing helicopter maintenance, I would have put him into 74. Then his DD-214 says that he was in Korea in 74 and 75, which makes it physically impossible for him to have been in Vietnam if his DD-214 is accurate. And I believe it to be accurate because Kesha would not draw. He's not going to fall on his sword and neither with Jack Donner without having proof or at least a semblance of some solid evidence to show that this is not real. And it's up to everybody to question these people, because there's another candidate up in Washington State right now that's going through the same thing. Supposedly he was former special forces. He got a general officer memorandum for record because of his warrant officer application. And then he's got some bank fraud charges. There's all kinds of malfeasance going on. Everybody should challenge those guys. Everybody. Because stolen valor is a big deal. When you take on the mantle and say that you're a war hero, you insult everybody that actually served in a combat zone. And look, I've written letters to families. I've consoled parents that were unconsolable. I've been to 16 funerals of veterans that have committed suicide. I can tell you that a lot of parents view their kids as heroes. And every time that somebody like this comes out of the woodwork and then runs for office and their background is not real, you take away and you denigrate the memory of all those people that did do the service and gave the last full measure of devotion. And it is up to all of us to question those people. And that's what happened here. And instead of Wendy Rogers, you know, doing the right thing, she doubled down. I have a real problem with that, because you're challenging honest people that have supported you and put you in office because you're invested in this candidate. So the story gets better. So David Clements posted something on Telegram that said this guy got $71,000 from a GOP consultancy down in Florida who just happens to be run by Wendy Rogers' nephew. And he spent $25,000 of that on his campaign. So you're telling me that this guy is fully invested and you're fully invested and you know this guy's fraudulent? Need I say any more? This is exactly why I'm not involved in Arizona politics anymore, because the whole system is corrupt. And the people that say they're going in the system to reform it, they become exactly what they tell themselves they're not going to be. They become the very institution that they went in to fix. And that's exactly what you're seeing right here. The fact that this is on three social media platforms, and by the way, Wendy's getting hammered on Twitter right now. And guess what? You deserve it, because you're going after people that have supported you and stood by you and defended you when I was going after you 2 years ago. Oh, you just don't understand, Steve. She's not that way. Yes, she is. And now you're seeing it firsthand. This is exactly who she is, a petty fucking retard that doesn't have any loyalty to anybody in her constituency. That is worse than a traitor, because it means she will flip and take whatever money is in front of her to get ahead and to stay in office. Which is worse, a Benedict Arnold or somebody that's a chameleon that will take whatever to get ahead in whatever way she can? This is exactly why Arizona is so broken. Because the entire establishment has been broken by John McCain. Everybody here is McCainites. If you go back to August of 2022, and look, I talked to Kerry Lake's people on both August 8th and then again on November 8th. I told them on November 8th exactly what they needed to do when the machines started breaking early in the morning. My phone rang at 8 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Steve, what do we do? Can you get the word out? I can get the word out, but you need to go and file an injunction right now to stop the voting until the machines can be verified that they're fixed and validated. And it needs to be a court order. Because if you don't do that, they're going to drag their feet until late afternoon, and then the judge won't close the polls because voting's been going on all day. And then what did they do? They went to the MTEC. They shut down the MTEC for 10 days so they could come up with enough votes to make it this close. It was just so close. The whole system is rigged, and it tells you everything you need to know, that the entire establishment under Ronna McDaniels was open about the fact that they hate their entire constituency. Here in Arizona, I can tell you, I started my show in 2020. I was on Instagram first, banned. I was on YouTube, banned. Then I was on my own website. Had about, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 followers on my own website. And then I moved to Rumble, and then I moved to Telegram. And I can tell you that once I got onto Rumble, I had every interloper in Arizona calling me because the establishment here was scared shitless of what I was saying. Hey, Colonel, really like to help you out. Love to donate to your show. Love to sponsor you. Love to get you out there in the public. Really need you to get on board for the big win here. It was all about control. It was all about making sure they could shut down the messages they didn't want to hear. It's exactly what this is. This is Wendy trying to shut down the message that she doesn't want people to hear. This guy's a fraud. It's very simple. And this is how you tell if he's a fraud. Go sit him down with another helicopter pilot from Vietnam and ask him some serious questions. They'll tell you everything they need to know about the Huey. They will tell you exactly where the Huey is deficient, where the Huey excels, what the issues were when you get weight in the Huey. They'll tell you all of that because those guys were flying it in combat. 5 minutes with this guy and they'll ferret out whether he's full of shit or not. That's all you have to know. Everything else, white noise. Because if this guy's a fraud, he needs to be off the ballot immediately. Resign, walk away, and go live your life somewhere else. But you are not going to run in Arizona, not in LD7. And the fact that she's going after people that have helped her, that's beyond unconscionable. Absolutely beyond it. I find it reprehensible that she would post it on 3 media platforms and go after guys that openly helped her get into her office. Not okay. Not okay. This is why I say, and this will piss off everybody on my team. I don't give a fuck at this point. We are not making it to November because the system is so broken. They're blatant about the fact that they don't care who they install. They don't care if you like it or not. They are trying to consolidate power. This is why I've said in my sit rep and in roundtables last week, it is time to be ungovernable. This is why. This open defiance and mocking of the American people and the voters in your own district is exactly why we should be ungovernable. There is no reason why somebody like this should still be in office. She should resign today or at the very minimum be prosecuted for treason. This is why it should get under your skin. Openly supporting fraud. That's what this is. This guy's a fraud. If 1% of this is true, he's a fraud. The fact that we have to explain this to people over and over and over again is exactly why I stopped doing it in the first place. It's a circular conversation about the same thing. Look at what Merrick Garland's doing in DC right now. He's calling senators and House members and threatening them if they vote to have him arrested. What does that tell you about our country? Do you honestly think that November is going to be a free and fair election? Let me tell you what they're doing in Arizona right now, just so we're all on the same page. First of all, Adrian Fontes, Chris Mays, Katie Hobbs were installed. Adrian Fontes was a cartel lawyer before he was the Secretary of State and the county recorder. When he was the county recorder, he pushed with Katie Hobbs, who was then Secretary of State, to put in polling stations instead of precincts. What's the difference? The difference is a polling station, you can go anywhere in the state of Arizona, anywhere in your district, and vote. In a precinct, you could only go to your precinct, you could only vote in person, and you had to show ID. Now, you can go anywhere, be anyone, vote as many times as you want, walk in with a handful of ballots, no one will question you. How do I know that? Because I watched it in 4 different polling stations. The same 2 assholes went from polling station to polling station to polling station and took in bags of fucking ballots and dropped them off. Nobody asked a question. All they've been doing since they came to office is institutionalizing the cheating, tainting the voter rolls, and setting the system up for corruption in 2024, just like they did in 2022. And then you have Chris Mays, who's going after anybody who questions the election for election integrity violations. questioning the election is a felony now. Are you starting to see that they're trying to consolidate power and use fear and intimidation to keep people from questioning the election? That's what's going on. And you know what Wendy Rogers was doing during all of this? Zero. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing. Other than cheerleading and raising campaign finances. That's all she did. And that's factual. Go look at her record. And she's on record, on film, being asked by voters in Arizona, what do you think about election fraud? Would not answer the question on four different occasions. Would not answer the question. That's what we have in Arizona politics. It's not just her. It's all of them. Every single one of them. Ben Thoma, terming out. Took the money, doesn't give a shit. Not going to do anything to fight. His brother sits on the Runbeck board. You remember Runbeck? Runbeck was the one that printed the paper that was the wrong size for the printers. They're the ones that got the ballots on the way to the MTEC so they could stuff more ballots into the bags before they went to the MTEC so the vote wouldn't even be close. And then the MTEC shut down for 10 days. That's what they're all doing. And his brother, Ben Thoma's brother, sits on the board of Runbeck. Oh, there's no coincidence. Fuck you, Ben. You're a fucking traitor and you know it. That's Arizona. This is why I moved off of that in November and said, we're going to focus on preparedness now because what's coming is going to hit them in the face too. And that's where we're at. The situation in our country right now is that the voting system is completely corrupted to the point where it can't be reformed. It's corrupted to the point where you can't fix the voter rolls before the election. And they're moving illegals into different states around the country, registering them to vote the moment they hit the ground, and then they're moving them to all parts so they can use their votes. You think you're going to fix that by November? You're not. Do you honestly think that there's anybody that's motivated in any of the swing states to go through and fix the voter rolls before November? No. Because that's what Wendy would be talking about. That's what Sonny Borelli would be talking about. That's what Leo Baisucci would be talking about, as along with Ben Thoma right now, if that was a thing. But it's not. And they're not doing anything about it. And that in and of itself is exactly why you'll never get a free and fair election. Because the voter rolls are so tainted right now that you can't possibly discern who's a U.S. citizen and who's not. And on top of that, just for the last primary, I got five ballots. Five. I didn't register to vote via mail. I registered to vote in person at the DMV. I've been in there six times. I've even gone down to the state to change that. I still got five ballots in the mail. And then I got five more ballots that were addressed to somebody else at my address. Do you honestly think that there's going to be a free and fair election given that malfeasance? That's what you're facing, folks. There's not one bit of this that's going to be even remotely verifiable. Not one piece of it. And you can say what you want about show up and vote and we got to get them next time and we got to vote. Fuck that. I'm off of that train. I got off of that train a month ago when I saw what they were doing with the mail-in ballots just here in Arizona and registering people to vote. Anybody that goes in to get a driver's license or an ID card is automatically registered to vote, whether they agree to it or not. And, you know, it doesn't matter who is running. That's all noise because they're going to install whoever they want to install. It's just like this money laundering BS with Katie Hobbs. Do you honestly think that Chris Mayes is going to investigate Katie Hobbs? This is what they're going to do. This is how the game's played, just so we're all on the same page. They're going to go through and they're going to run an investigation. That investigation is going to take a protracted amount of time. And by the time the election's over, guess what? It'll no longer be a thing. We'll have moved on to something else. And then it'll just quietly go away. Katie Hobbs will still be in power and will still have that shrub in charge of the state signing executive orders to fuck over Arizonans. That's what's going to happen. Here's the thing you should be focused on right now. None of this. This is, if you want to go and ingratiate Wendy Rogers' ego, go ahead. Not going to happen on my watch. She went after people that I actually respect, and I have a problem with that. And I don't normally do shows like this, but the fact that she's going after two guys that have done more work to outline the issues in Arizona than anybody else in this state tells me that she's got a real problem on her hands. And that problem is she has a credibility problem. And that credibility problem is only going to grow exponentially now, because you can't back away from fraud. It's exposed now. When you double down, guess what? People are going to dig deeper. And that's exactly what's going to happen. And I said to her on Telegram, too many fucking platforms. I said to her on Telegram, you don't fuck with my people. You do not. Because what's going to happen now is I'm going to take the gloves off and I'm going to break it off in your ass before the next election. So everybody sees exactly what you are, exactly who you are, exactly what you've done, which is nothing, and exactly why you've done it. And I'm going to let them decide what it is that you are. Because you're doing a very, very good job of it right now, showing everybody just how fraudulent you are and that you took the deal. Because clearly you made a deal with somebody to put this guy in office. I don't know who it is. I don't care. Because there's a million people here on the list that you can choose from that would gladly throw money at you to put somebody in the ballot to influence politics in their direction. It could be anybody here. And trust me, this is where the Republicans always screw themselves. If you look at the Democrats, anybody on the left, what does the left do that we don't do? They march in lockstep. They don't question each other. They don't go after each other. They don't bring people to the table that they're not believers. Everybody they bring in, they march in lockstep. They literally tote the line all the way through. They play all the way through together. That's not so here. On the GOP side, we eat our own. And we have for a very long time. And look, I don't care who's running for office. I don't care if it's Lake, if it's Mark Lamb. I don't care. There's no pathway for them to win. There's no end state where any of them end up in office. I don't care how many times she goes to Mar-a-Lago. I don't care how many times she's pictured with Trump. I don't care how many interviews she does where she outs somebody else from the party for trying to buy her off. She's not going to get into office. They proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt in 2022. Carrie Lake won the 2022 election. Hands down, won it. It was a landslide for Carrie Lake. And it was the people of Arizona telling the Arizona constituency one very clear message. We not only hate you, but we are sick of the status quo that has to do with Arizona and Arizona politics. We hate the GOP. We hate the GOP more than we hate the Democrats in Arizona, because every one of you are corrupt to the core in the McCain camp. She still lost in court. There's no pathway for her to end up in office. Sorry. I don't see it. I don't see how she's going to get in office. I don't see how she could stay in office. It'll be one scandal after another to tie her hands, just like they do with Trump. And if you think that they're going to allow Trump to be on the ballot, let's get something perfectly clear. They're either going to attempt or they're going to kill Trump before the election. They are going to do it in a very public space, and they're going to take Biden out either the same way or through the 25th. And we are weeks away from that. If you think that they're going to put him in jail through the election and that's going to stop him from being on the ballot, I guarantee you it will not. And they cannot allow Trump to be on the ballot because they know it's going to be a landslide. The American public is so tired of the status quo. They are so tired of the child molesting elite that are running the show. Just go look at Twitter. Go look at Adam Schiff's comments from one tweet. He generates thousands of hate tweets every single day, calling him a pedophile, child molester. Tom Hanks turned off all of his Twitter comments because he was getting so many comments about being a pedophile. The word's out, folks. Everybody knows what's going on in DC. Everybody sees them. This is them trying to consolidate power. So do yourselves a favor. Transition away from the noise, which this is noise, and focus on getting prepared for what's coming. Because they're going after the water supply. They're going after the food supply. They're already putting bug protein into flour. They're already putting bug protein into dairy products. They're trying to cull the population of protein. Now's the time to start getting ready for what's coming. And when you can disrupt a city council or somebody in the city council from doing what they're doing to Eastern Idaho with the water restrictions, I'm telling you, that's where the fight is. We need to get in their face now. We need to be ungovernable. We need to be pushing back on people. Wendy Rogers is a nothing. She's doing nothing. She's generated nothing. The only thing the woman creates is bullshit. She doesn't create anything else, just bullshit. She's done nothing since she came to office. She's literally authored no legislation that has been beneficial to Arizona in any way, shape, or form. It's all superficial nonsense, all of it. I don't care what she says. It's all superficial nonsense. If they haven't fixed the election system, they haven't done anything, because that is the quintessential fight that they should have been fighting since 2020. And they all lined up behind Karen Fann and let her fuck over Arizona. And with Arizona, she fucked over the country. And when this is over, she's going to be in Gitmo for the rest of her life. I'm going to escort her to Gitmo and watch her stand trial for treason before this is over. And everybody else around her that supported her when she signed that agreement. There is no excuse whatsoever that would explain why she would kill the audit. And she went out of her way to disrupt the audit all the way through. She's going to stand trial for treason. If it's the last thing I do on this planet, I'm going to make sure she stands trial for treason. And right behind her is going to be Wendy Rogers. That's what's going to happen after this. Right now, I'm just focused on getting ready for the fight. And that's where you should be too. You can spend all your time talking about this, but I can tell you, Seth Keschel's right. Jack Donna's right. They did their homework. They only publish things they know are factual. They do not screw around with conjecture. I worked with them long enough to know that's how the game's played. And that's how they play the game. And I will stand behind them no matter what. Whatever bullshit she puts out, I can tell you that they're right. Unequivocally, they are right. So you can take that to the bank. And look, I haven't paid attention to the comments because I've been pontificating. But look, we have an existential crisis in our country right now. All of our civil liberties have been eroded away. We have communists that are in charge of every federal agency in our country. We have communists in charge of almost every swing state and a lot of red states. And they are slowly but surely trying to consolidate power. You can choose to stay on the couch and push a bunch of memes, or you can get off the couch, get prepared, and start being ungovernable. It's your choice. But there's only two things that are going to come out of this. We're either going to fight or we're going to die as a nation. Your choice. That's where we're at. I'll be back on Monday, actually, with a sit rep. And then I'll be out the rest of the week. Mike Ferris is going to be sitting on the round table, moderating the round table. And it should be good shows this week. Until then, one team, one fight. God bless.